You just got fucked by the monkey.
Foul monkeys gives me chronic diarrhea. Gives me chronic diarrhea. I always tickle my bare vagina with a feather while listening to Foul Monkey. I always tickle my bare vagina with a feather while listening to Foul Monkey.
Oh yeah, episode 23. Hi, and welcome to Foul Monkeys.
This is Ricky.
This is Gina. How are you?
And this is Samantha.
Yay!
This is my friend Samantha. We've been friends for almost 5 years now. So I thought I would break her into... Yeah.
I know that.
I would break her into the podcast. She doesn't know what it's all about, so...
A virgin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Touched for the very first time.
Yes. Only by
it's always your
monkeys.
First time, right, Samantha?
What?
It's always your first time.
Yeah, you always claim that. Oh, this is... I've never done this before. Be gentle.
This will be my first time.
Yes. We'll be gentle with you.
Please.
Okay.
Don't make me bleed.
Go easy and slow.
Just give me a chance to relax.
And then all of a sudden, you turn into a power bottom.
Exactly. Oh, fuck me, big boy. Fuck me. That's right.
You've never done this before. I have it with you.
It is my first time with you.
Oh, I'm not generally like this.
I'm usually not so aggressive. I don't know what is wrong with me.
And generally, I'm a little bit tighter than this. I don't know what happened.
Mama's salve didn't work anymore.
What's the name of that stuff that's supposed to make tissue shrink? Not Preparation H, but it's that, like, a fruit.
Bananas.
I might need some. Let me know what that is.
Oh, this is going to be a good one, I can tell already.
Yeah, generally when I fart, it makes sounds. I don't know what's going on today. It's all about...
It's what? More like this now. Oh, my stomach hurts.
Women don't want to fart anyway, we queef.
Oh, yeah. Gina queefs.
Nothing like Gina queefs.
It's a smell like roses.
Oh, yes. Especially whenever you use the rose scented douche.
Like, men, I smell like roses tonight.
Yes. Men generally like the strawberry, though. Like shortcake.
They
have, like,
do they make this in rice and gravy?
Steak and potatoes. Honey, guess what you're having tonight?
The whole meal.
You have you some steak and potatoes. Bitch, I ain't cooking. What'd you have for who?
I didn't want seafood.
Oh my God. I don't know if I can laugh for a whole hour, 30 minutes, however long this goes.
My cheeks already hurt.
I know.
Do I sound like Britney Spears?
Who? Britney Spears?
Hear myself.
She goes, Do I sound like Britney Spears?
When I hear myself, that's how I, like, when she was on Will and Grace, uh-huh. That's what I think I sound like.
Hmm. All right. Just to let you guys know that Samantha and I are getting reverb so we can hear our own self talking. So it may take Samantha a few minutes to get used to it because she wants to pause and listen to herself and then finish her sentence.
It's like really weird.
You try to say something, but you hear yourself, and it's like you don't want to interrupt yourself. It's like, well, as soon as you're done talking.
Oh, excuse me, I'm not done yet.
I'm like, what's going on here? Looking over my shoulder.
After you. No, after you. After you. After you.
People are going to be annoyed because they're going to think we're laughing too much.
No, they love it. They love to hear us laugh.
Oh, really? Oh, that's good.
Yeah, and seems like none of them want to hear about necrophilia, though. I know. Understand.
Because we told them that if... Samantha just gave me, like, what the fuck am I on?
No, that's not going to be any of the topics. Unless you want to talk about it.
Did you hear what she said?
What?
What's that? Oh. Mm. Necrophilia are people that like to sleep with dead people.
Yes.
That like what?
Dead people.
Literally dead people, not just like a dead fuck, you know. Oh. Some that just lay there. No, we're talking about
like some women, like they get off, they'll like pipe in the pelvis, like he's a skeleton, and they'll rack the pipe. Yeah. I know. Yeah.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
There's real people like that.
Oh yeah. Yes. Do a search on Google or
oh my god.
Yeah. Necrophilia.
Gina.
I've never heard that in my life.
You know, their saying is, well, dead people want to be loved, too.
It doesn't matter. He doesn't feel it.
To what?
It doesn't matter. He doesn't feel it.
Oh, yeah. You know, they don't care.
Honey, you're looking a little purple. Yeah.
Well, he would never get off.
You're smelling kind of funky. Did you douche?
Gina, Samantha, and I, when we're together, we like laugh a lot. So
how was
this? This might get a little irritating for everyone because we talk some stupid shit.
So how was your trip to Tarjay?
If I don't look at you, I won't laugh.
Oh, wow. I'm not looking at you. Could you stop touching me? No, you stop touching me.
It's because when you laugh, it makes me laugh. Harder.
Ooh, we always like it harder.
Harder, yes.
Oh, Poppy. Oh, yeah. Samantha's got some big old titties, too.
Oh, really? Turn your camera on. I want to see. I might be jealous.
You would
out.
Be jealous.
Huh?
You would be jealous.
Oh, really? She got some tig old bitties?
She got some tig old bitties.
I got some
I think Sean tried to call you. You might want to... Here, I'll reach for it. I'm going
to... Yeah, you're going to make my boyfriend think I'm cheating on him. Oh, I got a tick.
What does it say? Let me see.
Please call. Because see...
Oh, in capital letters.
Ooh. My ex-boyfriend got out of prison today.
Oh, shit.
So I've been gone missing in action with you all day. Mm-hmm. I've been cleaning my house, you know, been over here, and now he's thinking that I'm off with this guy who just got out of prison today.
Yeah. You can call him real quick.
We're sorry, the number...
Okay.
Okay.
So, did y'all hear that they've identified the Down syndrome gene?
I thought they already knew that.
Well, I just happened to see it on the webpage that they just identified it. So, I guess President Bush may have a chance after all.
Oh, my God.
I think it's a little too late for him.
Oh, that's that is kind of... Because he has been retarded most of his life.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So, it may not work. His may be really hidden somewhere.
hidden in a deep well in Texas.
In Jeb's well.
He's going to run for president.
Oh, God, I hope not.
That's what everyone's saying.
Ugh.
Yeah, like he's got a hair up his ass and wants to be a president now.
Mm. That's all that's we need is another God, no, they say
everyone has the FCAT. I don't think my child's ever going to pass school.
What were we talking about, Disturbed? We were talking about douche, and then we were talking about
rice and gravy.
Oh yeah, flavored douche. Mm, they ought to do
you
that.
You have like a whole meal. It's like the ever. What is that gum on Willy Wonka?
Oh yeah,
it's like, steak
it was everlasting gum.
I
or
wouldn't
something.
Want that gum.
But I bet you would like a, you know, like a stir fry
like
flavored douche.
Samantha likes salty balls.
Ooh. I don't like them salty. I don't like balls.
Chocolate
yeah,
salty balls?
No, she thinks balls look gross.
Yes.
Yeah. I like the dick better myself.
Don't like balls.
No. Give me the dick and I'll be happy.
Me too.
Dick is good.
Balls are bad.
So see, they're Tampa and Orlando are bad.
Lick my balls. Yeah. Lick them. Lick them.
Lick them yourself.
Suddenly have lockjaw. My teeth are clenched together. I have no tongue.
So do you have
ruin the mood for me?
Do you have a gag reflex, Samantha?
Yes. I believe everyone has one of those.
Well, not Jenna Jameson.
She's a whore. In real life, men don't have penises like they do in porn.
Oh, ain't that the truth? God, I love the men's penis measuring system.
They find
oh, yes. I'm 12 inches minus about 5 or 6.
Are those AOL inches?
Exactly.
Yeah, like, I always want, you know what I want to do? Hmm. I want to know how they come so much.
I know! If they
it's
have
like
sex
a gallon.
All day long, it's just like poop. Because
I have sex so much.
You have sex so much? No, the porn stars.
Oh.
I want to know how they come so much.
I know,
like,
right?
Gallons.
Jesus.
They build it up, I guess.
I guess
but
so.
That takes a... You have to go a couple weeks without doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want to know how they shoot, like, 20 feet.
Oh! Let's have target practice.
About they... Polk City.
I bet you I can hit that center, Leroy Lucky.
They shoved nitrous ox up their ass.
Oh, Lord.
Mash a little button and just...
I want to pull some on their balls because you know it's for their balls.
That's like... Did you ever see the scary movies?
Yeah.
I think it was the first one where they were having sex and the guy got off and just blew her to the ceiling.
That was in the second one.
The second one.
That was in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
Thing. Yeah.
He was like, cold. He'd warm me up. And she's like, help. And he's like, give me a hand job.
And exploded.
Yeah. So the first one, it was when they were in the bedroom?
Yes.
Because
yep.
He was, like, trimming
was
that hedge
bed.
Of hers.
Yeah.
That was... She must have had some serious 70s bush there.
Right? She had an afro puff.
Jeez.
Afro muff.
Mr. Microphone.
No muff, too.
That's right.
Like, baby, give me some of that hair because I make a Brillo pad.
Man. Put it in my crack pipe.
My filter.
I can steel wool my hubcaps with it.
Okay, let's talk about something else.
Okay, let's talk about giving head then.
Okay.
Crickets?
So do you start off...
I don't know
off...
what you're talking about, Samantha. I totally have never given head before.
Okay, whatever.
That's so gross.
Ew.
Ew. Ew.
So just start
off
slow.
I taught my little cousin how to give guys head on a banana. when she was 16. She told me she'd never done it before.
Oh, whoops.
Spot.
Spot. Oh. That's wrong.
Her name is Spot. But really, she told me she was going on a date with her boyfriend. And that she had never given head before, but she wanted to do it for him that night and how to do it. And I was like, I don't know how to show you how to do it. So I got a banana out of the kitchen and I took it in there. I was like, all right, look. I did a step by step tutorial.
But what about
but
the
then
balls?
She was a big fat liar and she had given head
before. Did you put grapes on the end of it?
No, I didn't tell her about the balls. The balls, I told her.
So did you gag on the banana or was it just not big enough?
She did all right again. Then she ate it when we were done. She's like, I feel really hungry for a banana.
It's like, ooh, you were so good, I'm going to eat you. And just, did you make sure you tell her that she wasn't supposed to do that afterwards on the actual dick?
Ooh.
You're not supposed to eat the dick afterwards.
That was why she didn't get a second eat. I wonder why he broke up with
her. I'm going
to talk. Oh, sorry.
She bit my dick off. That crazy Anna.
She bit my dick off and totally ignored my balls.
Yeah.
She's you know a what ball I like? Ignorer.
You know what's cool about like when you're giving head? Like when they're like guys about to come and their head of their dick, it just like swells up and you're like, oh, he's about to come. And you're like, you like back away from it. Like you're scared.
I really don't want this.
Hit the chest. Hit the chest.
Right.
I hate when I'm like, how does it feel, baby? You're like,
sticky.
It don't feel like nothing.
It feels like there's a dick in my mouth.
I can't really tell.
And then he's like, no teeth, baby, no teeth.
I quit talking to him.
It's like being at the
wider, wider. Come on, keep it open.
I bet my jaw hurts.
God damn.
Talk about aggravating them real quick.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what else
quick.
I hate? You know what I hate? Why does the... I think we've talked about this before, I know. But why does the guy think that it's okay to have your head down on
your dick? Right? Thank you!
Oh,
you
I'm like, I'm not a whore. If I'm going to be doing this... You better leave some money on the kitchen counter or something. I'm not a whore. Stop it.
And I ain't no $5 bitch either. You gotta leave me 50.
That's right. Hell yeah.
Ooh, you're high class.
That's right.
I'm a high class escort.
Yeah, I don't understand why they do that.
Because I give good head.
You go, girl. All right.
Do you like to be titty fucked?
Fuck no.
No?
It don't feel like nothing.
But like, it's kind of ridiculous.
You don't like being titty fucked and having the explosion in your face?
It's more work
no,
for you?
No, it's more work for me because I gotta
keep
like, push my titties
together
and then I have to lick it.
I know you have to contort your titties so you can lick your own nipple just to get them off.
Right? So then I have to sit up like this and my neck is like hurting. I'm like,
It's like, baby, if you want me to contort, it's going to cost you another 100.
You can titty fuck me all day long, but I ain't getting my tongue in there.
The contortionism is not free.
Right?
What was funny is Samantha was actually demonstrating as she was talking.
And my boobs are popping. Sure.
Look, her boobs are so big on her first date with our friend Jason. She was on the roller coaster quasi in Busch Gardens, and her boob totally popped out of her.
Well, both of them are in my bra, because it bangs you around.
Oh, are we at the roller coaster?
The roller coaster? Yeah, it is fun getting banged around.
She said Jason don't bang nothing around.
So do you like having your hair pulled?
Oh, hell yeah.
Ooh,
pull
yeah.
Pull my hair. Hi. Pull it hard. Oh, my hair. Oh, yeah.
Not just any time. It has to be like rough sex.
Right. So do you like them? Do you like to be on all fours, having them banging in from behind and grabbing your hair and then smacking you on the ass every once in a while?
Smacking on the ass? No. Pulling the hair, yes. Ride that pony, baby.
That's right. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
Stop, that hurts.
You're being a little aggressive for me.
Slapping on the ass is not cool.
Slapping the pussy lips is.
That's right.
Yes.
So do you like it when they're behind you and they pull it out and they take and smack it on your ass to hit their shaft or their cock? Does that like really turn you on?
To a point, but it's kind of degrading. Like, they're like, here, bitch, here's my penis.
Yeah,
I'm slap you
on your like, ass, and you're gonna want this dick.
Yeah. I'm penis spanking you.
I'm sorry, just like your hand slapping me, it don't feel good.
That's like whenever you're giving them a head and they do the same thing, they pull it
yeah,
out.
Yeah,
they're like,
slapping your face with their dick.
What the fuck?
They're like, boom, boom, boom.
What am I, a dog? You gonna take a throw it in a minute and I gotta go fetch it?
Like, you ain't throwing it very far. It is attached.
Here, boy. Here.
I hate that.
Get it.
I've never had anybody do that, honestly.
They never slapped you on the face with it?
No.
Like, you'll be giving them head, and then they'll take it, and they're like slapping on your lips.
I'm yeah. Because I'm like...
Or your jaws.
I pushed it away out of my face after I'm done, you know?
I guess it's just a gay thing.
Maybe.
No, people do it. I've seen
How
it
do you porn. Know? Are you straight?
I have seen it on porns.
Oh.
I slapped a girl across the face with my cock before. It may have been on a magazine, but I did it.
And I bet she enjoyed it.
And she was smiling.
Well, actually, I was looking at... I was looking at the guy that was behind her.
Move out the way, bitch. Move
That's right. They always
Move,
get in the way.
Bitch, get out the way. Get out the way.
Your pussy's in the way. Please move it over to the right. Out of way of flow of traffic, please. Thank you.
Gotta talk louder.
I know. I was not wanting to hear that. Hey, I got athlete's feet.
Oh, she got athlete's foot from her boyfriend.
Ooh.
Oh.
You have a footly sexually transmitted disease. Yay.
Right?
God.
I was
who
it was worse because my dad was the one who told me I had it.
who knew this?
My toes are itching like hell. And the guy's like, let me see your toes. And he looked at me like, ooh, bitch, you got athlete's feet. I was like,
who knew that athlete's feet
me.
Was
get out my chair.
STD.
He made me leave. I got an STD. Foot transmitted disease.
There you go. Now you can, there's an excuse not to have, I'm sorry, we can't have sex tonight. I have an STD. My feet are itching.
No, I have an FTD.
That sounds serious.
FTD.
Your foot's looking a little angry there.
Yeah.
Little
it
green.
Burns.
Ew.
Like, baby, my toes are burning.
You know what helps? Peeing on it. It does. It gets rid of the fungus.
I'm not peeing on my feet.
Have just Sean do it.
Yeah. Oh, no. He's like, hell yeah. Let's get kinky up in here.
You're like, your knees got it.
Oh,
I'm pee shy.
Are you really?
Yeah. So Samantha,
mm-hmm.
A friend of mine told me one time after her and her husband had sex that he had to piss and he was just like kind of too lazy to get up and go do it. So she was just like, well, just go ahead and go inside me. I got to get up later anyway. Have you ever done that?
Hell no.
Ew, that's
nasty. You can get infection. Go to doctor like,
hold
my
again?
Boyfriend pissed inside me.
Can you hold pee in that like that?
I guess if you have a strong kegel.
I wouldn't know.
Well, you'd have to like quench it together or something, right? I mean, you can't hold liquid like that in your pussy.
It'd be like douching. You douche, unless, you squirt up in there, it just falls out.
Unless you have a very strong kegel.
Right, you have a really strong kegel.
So do you exercise yours?
Yes. I do my kegel exercise. Sometimes I get off when I'm doing them.
do you have my chair?
I'm not doing it now.
Yeah, right.
I can.
Do you have the metal kegel rod?
Uh-uh.
Oh, you just do it. You just clench.
Yeah, I had to when I was pregnant with my daughter.
Ooh, you go, girl.
They give you.
Work that muscle.
A bug.
They give you workout schedule. They're like, here, you need to work these muscles so this baby can come out. Wow. I was like, okay, that's when I learned to do Kegel.
Who knew you and had to work your...
Ooh, I was like, man.
Damn.
I'm a mess.
Who knew women had to work out just to have a baby?
Right.
Jeez.
And then you learn to do Kegel while you're having sex, and it's even better.
Oh, yes.
I do Kegel muscles. When I'm having sex.
Yeah, I do my Kegel, too.
Yeah.
How do you do Kegel?
I can do Kegel.
Yeah. In your butt?
Yeah.
Well, we have the same thing. Like, if we try to stop our pee, it's the same thing.
Yes.
Like, when we're peeing and we stop peeing and we squeeze, like, it's kind of the same thing.
Hey, can you move, when you have a hard-on, can you move your pee-pee around?
By itself?
Yeah.
No.
It's kind of hard to piss when you got an erection, beep, though.
Oh, beep. Well, you can, yeah, you can make it, like...
Without his hands.
Yeah.
I was like, what in the hell is it doing? It's an alien!
It's a one-eyed monster.
Ooh, it's puking.
Do you like the puke? Do you like the cum?
What, to have in it in my mouth?
Yes. That's inquiring.
I put it in there, but I don't like it.
Do you swallow or you spit?
Yeah, I swallow.
Ew,
sometimes.
I spit. Ugh. Ugh. Ew.
If it's just like some random guy I'm giving head, I'll spit it out.
So just remember out there, gentlemen, that if you're just a random guy, she's going to spit you out. But if you're somebody important, she'll swallow you.
Have you ever had that cum that's just like fucking gross?
Yeah.
Like you're going to puke.
Yes. There was this guy, this Puerto Rican guy one time I was messing around with, and he had nasty, nasty cum. He was like, the first time I gave him head, of course I got it in my mouth.
Yeah.
And then the next time I was like, oh no. He's like, you did it the first time. I didn't know it was nasty.
First time was an accident.
It was like acid.
Yeah, it burns.
Ew.
I wonder what that means.
And then, of course,
I should do research.
Whenever they have that nasty taste, and of course, cum, you know, it at least lingers in your mouth. Didn't have that nasty linger. Ugh.
Right. I think it's like, well, he's real athletic. He was a baseball player.
Oh, him.
Maybe he had crotch rot.
Mm-hmm. He was hot.
Maybe his nuts got too hot. Scorched his semen.
His cum may have totally burned my tongue off, but he was hot.
Yeah. Burnt my throat.
Like that Star commercial when they're reaching around. Thing that just come out of the arms. They keep me like that.
Oh, guess where I went to eat last China?
Where?
Crystal Burger.
And he left all the papers outside in the parking lot. They're I under dropped his car.
Them. I dropped them. No, but
six, he has
4.
Oh, looks like 6. I was like,
that's
man,
what I say when I
hungry.
Give that guy a head. He's like, it's 6. I'm like, it looks like 4.
Yeah, really? You're doing that male measurement again.
So anyway, I had to defy bullets to get my food.
Because it's off Memorial. It's in the boonies.
Mm.
It's scary over there sometimes.
It is at night.
Mm-hmm.
The prostitutes are walking the street.
Mm. That's hot.
Mm. Yeah.
They ain't got no teeth.
Because they're meth heads.
Yeah, it'd be fun to go out there and just, like, trick with them and see if you can get picked up before they do. Really piss them off.
You get all pissed off.
Yeah.
And then somebody, they hire the gang to come kill you.
Somebody pulls up. Somebody pulls up. Oh, I'll take you. Oh, I'm just fucking with these whores. Go ahead and take one of them. They're more professional
like,
than
you
I
get
am.
Get my car. You've got all your teeth.
Samantha has a repertoire of bad people.
Oh.
I hang out with a bad group.
Mm.
I used to.
So you attract the bad men,
bad boys,
huh?
Yeah. Oh.
She likes the bad boys,
jail.
Though.
And then I leave them when they're in jail. Yeah, baby, I love you. Screw you. Let them tattoo my name on her chest.
That's right.
And then I leave them.
You've been branded. Time to go.
Like, okay, now everyone will know you loved me.
That's right. You're my bitch now.
Yep.
You're my bitch, ho.
Yeah, whose name's on whose body?
Right.
Yours ain't on mine, so you don't own me.
Yeah, my ex-boyfriend, he knew I was breaking up with him, so I went to see him in jail, and he's like, look here. And he shows me this tattoo on his chest. It was my name. And I was like, oh, my God. And then I was thinking to myself, yeah, when I break up with him, and he's having sex with girls, I'm like, who's Samantha?
It's my daughter.
Yeah.
It's my dead ex-wife. Yes. She died of cancer.
It's my dog's name.
Yeah. It really is his dog's name. It really is.
It was my
He would never tell me her name.
It was my poor golden retriever.
Oh, she's a pit bull. Oh. Her name's Samantha.
Is she a dyke?
I don't know.
She looks like you.
Yeah, she's kind of bull dyke.
Yeah, because
when I first met Samantha, mm-hmm. the first time I met Samantha, we were at the pool, and she was hanging out with her friend, and I totally thought they were lesbians.
Oh,
you remember that?
So not, yeah.
You remember? But you guys were hanging all over one another. I was like, Kevin, look at that. I think they're lesbians.
You've never done the lesbian experience?
No, I haven't.
In the dream,
you don't know what you're missing.
I have in plenty of dreams.
Oh, you dream about eating twat?
No, it's more like kissing, like a passionate kind of thing.
Okay.
It's not really the sex part.
You should give it a try sometime. I'm sure she'll like it.
There is a girl I keep dreaming about.
Ooh.
She's a friend of mine, and I would never tell anybody else.
Is it B?
Undoubtedly.
Okay. Yeah.
No, we can't say the name.
No.
Of course not.
But we'll call
her We'll call her Creek.
Dawson.
Or River. Spring.
Dawson.
Just give it away.
He said Dawson.
That's good. It like work its way down.
Oh. That's generally what lesbians do. They start at the top and work their way. It's sort of like a guy with tits. And minus a dick too, but you know. They're
see,
more
my
gentle.
Friends were always making out. We're not like having sex, but we're just like kissing.
Oh, it always starts there.
Yeah, but I don't really have a desire to kiss her. It's just like, I don't know.
It's all in the stars and dreams, Samantha. Yes. You're a lesbian. That's admit right. it. No. You'll be the second person that come out on our show. President Bush was the first.
Yes. He finally admitted that dick was good.
Oh, Lordy.
We won't make you do anything you don't want to.
Of course not.
See, the thing is, she is, likes girls. But she's
for real?
Me. Yeah.
Oh, so she's fine.
But she's told me about it before. So I think that's why I have dreams.
Because
I think she's hitting on me every now and then.
She's pretty.
She's pretty. Cool.
So if she was a lesbian, I take it she'd be, Samantha would be a lipstick lesbian?
Yes.
Okay.
No bull dagger.
No strap-ons for you, huh? Unless they're going inside.
And I'd only like girly girls. Ooh. I wouldn't like no...
Oh, really?
Like Christina Aguilera. Girly girls like that.
Yeah.
Britney
Spears. We're
Britney
Spears,
Spears
is hot. But she's with old...
Nasty boy.
Nasty boy.
Ooh. And she's having her second baby in like 7 months.
Yeah, she's nuts.
She's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
How about Shakira?
Oh, yeah. She's a hottie. No, my favorite, though, if I was ever to really, like, mess around with a girl, it'd be Keira Knighton. I love her. I watched her last night on the screen. I was like,
What's it called?
Keira Knighton. The girl from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, okay.
The girl. If I was ever to be with one, it'd be a famous one. It'd be her.
Are you talking about the one that was in the movie with Johnny Depp, the chick?
Yes.
Ooh, she is hot.
She's real pretty. She's in Pride and Prejudice. Mm. She's in a lot of movies. I think she's real hot.
You would just love to see her inside.
Were you masturbating
right?
in the chair when you were in the movie theater?
No.
Nothing were you doing
like
your Kegels?
No. I was sitting next to my boyfriend.
Were you wetting your panties?
No.
Aww. What panties?
Oh, excuse me.
I wear panties.
I actually had to buy
regular underwear day.
But she's not... In a pad.
Yeah, for the first 10 years. So when I came on the 16, I switched. Sucks. Ricky, you want to buy it?
Yeah, that was fun.
Then he wanted to buy it. I told him it wasn't the color.
No.
I was kidding. And
thongs just wouldn't look good on
you. Yeah, he wouldn't.
I got too much canyon for that.
There'd be no thong, it'd just be...
string.
But like, do you have on underwear?
Do you have a belt on?
They'd be lost in the handles. And your love handles in the back.
Are you saying I'm fat?
No! Jesus Christ.
Yes. Did you call
remember
me?
The picture we saw of that guy? I always see with the red. Yeah. You wouldn't look like him.
No.
No.
I showed her some of the guys on Bear 411 one night, and she laughed, I know, an hour straight.
They're crazy. They, like, show their peepees online to anybody.
Oh, of course. Oh, I had
like,
one.
Look at this big fat cock, and it's not. Like, I'm sorry, baby, that's little.
I had one send me photos of him getting these gigantic black dildos, and he loves to get infested and everything, and he's got his mangina was stretched.
I bet. Jeez. I bet it was easy for him taking poop.
I
he doesn't even know when he takes a poop.
I mentioned to him that
excuse me, I have to go to the bathroom. I have to change.
talking about when he farts, it's like. But I mentioned to him
when
that
he farts, you're like, is somebody whispering?
I know, really. What'd you say?
Hey, have you ever seen the penises that are innies? They look like turtle heads, and they come poking out.
Oh, you talking about one with foreskin?
No, it's like they really. It's a condition I've seen on a Beverly Hills doctor, the 90210. He did a surgery to keep it out because the guy didn't like the way it poked in all the time. And it looked like another belly button
oh,
that way.
Okay.
And then it was like, I don't know. I was like, if somebody whipped that out, I was like, woo!
Be like,
I think I'm going home.
What are you going to do with that?
But right? It might grow, though.
My friend got married. Husband's is like,
it grows out, right?
It grows out, but when it's limp, it hides. It's like a turtle.
He's a grower, not a shower.
Yeah.
But it's like not, it doesn't stick out.
Why are you looking at my pants?
I was trying to make an example. Like, it's not like it comes all the way in. Like, it's inside of him. Like another belly button.
Oh, wow.
It's not like it just hangs out and then pokes its head in. It's like, whole thing goes inside the body.
So then when he gets excited, it like slides out and then gets hard?
Slides on out.
Oh, it's like a dog's penis. Have you ever seen one of those?
Yeah, the lipstick.
It's weird.
Hogs are like that too.
Ew.
Yeah. That's nasty.
Samantha's from Polk City. They do a lot of hog cunning there.
Okay.
I'm the great white hunter. I'll catch me a boar.
So I have a question for you, since you're from that area and you're used to seeing the dog cages on the trucks.
Mm-hmm.
Are those for the dogs or for the guys driving the trucks? Because I never see dogs inside, and they're always on top of them.
Well, it's supposed for the dogs to go hunting, but I don't really know.
Because, I mean, have you ever seen dogs inside? I always see the dogs standing on the boxes, even when they're driving around. It's like, is those cages for
you?
No, they
only shove, like, five in each little section. There's three sections in a dog box.
Oh.
And they'll shove, like, five dogs, and so there's 15 dogs in the back.
God,
and
Jesus.
They shit all over each other, and they cry, and they bark, and it's a pain in the ass. Like, shut up!
That's awful.
Like, if you were piled like that, you'd barking too. Hey, leave the things alone. They're pissed off.
You'd be barking or moaning, one of the two.
Oh,
baby.
Oh, yeah. That shit feels so good on my foot. Oh, yeah. God damn. Yes. Oh, I think it's a peanut.
M&M's.
You got corn last night.
And sweet peas.
Looks like a Snickers.
Yeah.
And
those little cube carrots.
That's just wrong.
We're gross.
Yes.
We don't. They don't call us foul monkeys for nothing.
That's right.
Oh, look, they're about to hook up.
Who?
I think they're already hooked up.
Oh, really?
He's just knocking down mushrooms.
But he's drunk. We're looking at the people outside.
He's drinking Sunkist.
Speaking of dogs and sex, sex, aren't you glad that humans don't lock up after they get finished with sex?
Yes.
God, could you imagine having to be locked up with somebody for, what, an hour?
And then someone beat the crap out of you to get them off of you? Maybe I'm going to get the bat and knock you off me.
Go get me a bear. You gotta come with me.
With the water hose. Talking about alcohol. I was at the house and there was Mountain Dew in the refrigerator, so I grabbed it, got me some chips, sat down, took me a big old swallow of Mountain Dew. Uh-huh. It was vodka.
Ooh. I'm like,
my brother's a little bit of an alcoholic. He hit it. I was like, ooh. You know, you think you're drinking Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew, totally different. Drink a shot of vodka.
Was
you're gonna have to prepare yourself.
Was it a Mountain Dew bottle?
Yes.
Yeah, he's definitely a drunk. That if he's pre-mixing it like that, oh yeah.
It wasn't even pre-mixed. It was pure vodka, right?
Well, it tasted more like vodka than it did Mountain Dew. Oh. There's probably like this much Mountain Dew, like an inch, and the rest vodka.
Inch for coloring.
And I'm thinking I'm taking a smaller Mountain Dew.
Swaller. Not a swaller.
But be glad you weren't trying to light a cigarette. Michael Jackson.
So is there anything you want to tell the fans about me?
Like what?
I don't know. Any secrets that you want to tell them? No.
I'm thinking. Well, me and Ricky were going to... Well, we were going to get married.
Yeah.
So we could register and get lots of good stuff. And then we're going to have a cool honeymoon.
And then I was going to get a Pell Grant and divorce her.
Yeah. But he wouldn't claim my child on his income tax.
Yeah.
I don't know any secrets though.
Yeah,
I'm a good boy, huh?
Me and Kathy had thought about doing that. Just getting married for the benefits.
Right.
I know, like, tax break.
I did it
Pell
once.
Pell Grant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm all about a Pell Grant. Food stamps.
I'm saying. Some wick.
Yeah, I think you have to have a child to have WIC.
Yeah, WIC is women, infants, and children.
I can get breast implants.
Hey, I do have a question about that.
What's that?
If women have breasts to feed babies,
right,
and nipples, that's what feeds a baby. Why do men have nipples? Seriously.
So other men can suck on them. That's the only thing I can think of.
But you don't produce milk.
To produce. What the fuck? To pierce them.
Oh, yeah. No, but I want a real answer.
Some guys' nipples are really gross.
Yeah.
But sometimes they're really hot. I don't like those really itty-bitty ones, like Chris has.
Yeah.
I'm like, is that a pimple?
They look like jean buttons like that.
Rivets, that's what they look like.
Is that a penny on your chest?
My boyfriend has really big areolas, like they're huge.
Oh, Sean? Mm-hmm. I've seen them before.
But you know, straight guys get upset when you call their nipples areolas. I don't have areolas. Yeah, you do.
Like, that's an areola.
That's hairy. How long are we been going now?
We are on 40.
Oh, I gotta get his house. He thinks I'm cheating on him.
We're now 44 minutes.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, I guess clicking. Oh shit! What the hell's wrong with me? Oh, my cat is.
I'm rubbing off on you. It's just the stuttering.
It's the
stuttering Stanley. Stuttering Stanley.
Oh, we've smoked too much pot in our lifetime.
Yeah, I can't do that anymore.
Me
it
either.
Sucks.
Yeah.
I really want to.
Me too. I really want to give some a head.
Me too.
I'll do that tonight.
Can I join you?
No.
Why not?
You want to be with my boyfriend and all, but...
I could be.
She doesn't share, does she?
No.
That's
she's selfish. I'm selfish.
And you're friends? You won't share?
I will not share my boyfriend.
I'm sure Ricky would share his. Right?
I would pass on that one. Especially if like, you know, your ex. I'm like, he looks like my daddy. And he lives with my ex-boyfriend.
He does. He lives with her ex-boyfriend.
You're just talking about the one that just got out of prison?
No, not that one.
The one before him.
Oh, jeez.
Big old guy.
The one I introduced Samantha to.
Oh, so are they bumping uglies?
Pretty shitty.
No, they're not bumping uglies.
Oh.
I think they are. Could be. You gotta remember Kevin listens to this.
Because he sure picked up the phone and told Sean was at the gay bar.
Mm-hmm.
To tell me, I'm like, you were at the gay bar too! I could be calling me, telling me the gay bar. I'm like, in competition.
I'm not gay.
At a gay bar.
Yeah. I'm not gay. But the guy has his cock in his mouth is.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to wrap the show up. I want to remind everyone that they can visit our website at www.thalmonkeys.com. Leave comments, listen to our show. We want your comments.
Yes.
If you want to hear more of Samantha, leave comments. Email us.
Yeah.
Or if you need me, let them know.
At foulmonkey.
Stutters.
Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com, bitches.
Well, thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you.
A lot of fun.
You're welcome, yes. Brittany.
You were wonderful.
I like her.
And
I'm lesbian.
We finally got her to come out.
Yeah. Oh, yay. That's number two. A thousand more and we'll get the electric car.
I want to remind everyone that they can go to iTunes and subscribe to our podcast and also leave us reviews there.
Yes.
And where else can they go? Oh, sign up for our friend, the Kingdom app. Yes. Tell us what part of the jungle you live in.
Yes. And don't forget that Mr. Christopher at Home Hosting and Live and Five Hosting has given you bitches a special discount. FM50 gets you 50% off hosting at a site, so you fuckers need to get over there and get it going.
Don't stop. Get it. Let me work that body, baby.
Make us moan.
Okay, I guess we're signing out. This is Ricky.
Oh, this is Samantha.
And this is Gina. Fuck you.
Bye.
Bye.
This is for my dear friend Melissa, who lives in Virginia. We've been friends for over 10 years now, and I miss you very much. I know often I don't get to speak to you, and I don't get to see you a lot, but you are always in my heart, and you always will be in my heart. And this is for you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Melissa. Happy birthday to you. I miss you very much, and I hope to see you soon.